Right, now, you know when you call up Radio 1, you normally get a message, don't you?
Yes.
When you call up the normal Radio 1 number, and it's an automated message from whoever's on air going, "Hi there, my name's Scott Mills. Thanks for calling Radio 1.
Whoever's on air?
No, whoever's on air...
says, "Hi there, I'm Scott Mills."
No, they give their own name.
All right, okay,
don't
all
be
right.
so stupid. I mean, you did that on purpose.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Right. It's all about you, isn't it?
Yep. Anyway, so eventually you get put through to a real person. It just tells you to hold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone rings and someone in the studio will answer your call sometimes. But what if you wanted a request for Mother's Day, which was yesterday, remember? And then something a bit weird happens when you call up the normal Radio 1 number. We did this yesterday. I hope you enjoy it.
Hiya, Dermot. Thanks for ringing us back. You're right, mate.
Oh, sorry. This is Karen.
Who's that?
Karen, I wanted to request a song for my mum for Mother's Day.
Hang on, just wait there 1 second.
Cheers.
Dermot? Hello, sorry, what's your name again?
Karen.
Right, and what do you want?
A request for Mother's Day.
Right, just wait there 1 second.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'm not being funny, right, but whoever has put a listener through on my private line, there's going to be trouble. I'm having, this is the third time this morning that this has happened. I'm sick of it, all right? Just sit, don't look at me like that. Sorry, what's your name again?
Karen, is that Vernon?
Yes, it's Vernon Kay, yeah, hi, how are you? Hang on. Now she knows it's me, right? No, I'm having none of this. If this happens again, there will be trouble. You've done this for... it's the third day in a row. Do beg your pardon, Karen. Did you want to request a tune?
Yeah, I did.
All right, OK. And just out of curiosity, how did you get this number? Because this is my personal line, you see.
I run through on the normal number, the Radio 1 number.
Right, OK. Just bear with me 1 second.
OK.
She's come through on my personal line, right? I don't do listeners. If they're not famous or showbiz, I am not talking to anyone. I've had enough, right? If it happens one more time, you... don't look at me like that! Sorry, Karen. So what tune would you like? You wanted a request?
Yeah, please, if possible.
Okay, let me get a pen. Just bear with... give me a pen, and if it's not a red one, then you are sacked. What kind of pen you want? Eh? You've only got blue! I don't do blue! Last time, when we were on Radio 1's One Big Weekend, I asked for red roses and you put white lilies in my dressing room. If you mess me about one last time, like putting listeners through to my personal phone line, you are sacked! I'm having none, I'm sick of it! I've just finished my show, and I'm talking to regulars. Sorry, Karen, I've got a pen now. Okay, what are you into?
Vernon, I'm not sure you're aware, but I can actually hear everything you're saying. I can't believe it.
So, if I say this, 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What did I just say then?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
So you heard me talking to my PA?
I thought you were supposed to be a nice guy.
I am a nice bloke. But
you said you don't do listeners.
All right,
I'm a regular.
All right, well, bear with me 1 second. Just stay there 1 second. Now look what you've done. I've got a reputation, and she knows that you've messed me about. Sorry, Karen. Okay, well, let's strike a deal here. All right, if you have kind of... You could blow my cover here. Well, you see, we could iron out this situation. You've just heard some stuff that you really shouldn't have heard. So what I could do, I could offer you some tickets to a gig or something like that, and then maybe we could kind of forget about it.
Why not?
VIP?
No.
No?
Do you know what, Vernon?
Maybe a trip to... I don't know, maybe come down and come to the Radio 1 studios?
I just can't believe this. All I wanted to do was request a song for my mum. And you know what, Vernon? You are nothing but a...
Okay. Don't worry about it. Let me put...
We obviously phoned her back and told her that he was the nicest man in showbiz.
Yes.
Thank you very much to Werner for helping us out.
This is One.